Seth Grossman did try to call in while we were on the phone with Dave Weinberg. Is he calling back?
He'll be calling back in about a couple minutes here.
Is he gonna argue with me?
Probably for you calling him an extremist, yeah.
He is extreme, don't you? Is he not? You listen to him more than I did.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think he's an extreme right-wing person?
He's a right-wing person, that's for sure, but I don't think he's too extreme.
You don't think that when
he's... No, I think a lot of the topics he brings up are pretty damn good topics.
Well, I'm not saying they're not.
I think the throwing around the extremist term is kind of discrediting somebody's political view. I just don't like that term, extremist.
Seth Grossman, he has a website called libertyandprosperity.com, and he gets the word out about his political revolution. He called it the revolution. And Seth, I guess you heard us talk. Joe from Atlantic City said I could learn a lot talking to you for an hour, so we'll have to make that happen.
Well, I think we could. In fact, I did spend an hour with you, and we talked about some specific issues.
I thought so. I thought we did.
You were smiling, and I thought you felt I made some sense.
You do.
We didn't disagree on anything, or if we did disagree, you certainly didn't tell me so. And then when suddenly I heard you just a few minutes ago calling me an extremist, you know, that's a pretty offensive term these days.
Well, I don't think it's especially... Well, if I offended you, I certainly didn't mean to. But what I think that your beliefs are to one, if they're not, correct me, to lean certainly to the right. Would you say that's true?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Because, in other words, I grew up as a John F. Kennedy Democrat here in Atlantic City. In fact, when I was in sixth grade, my mom took me out of school so I could meet him when John Kennedy was a candidate and came to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. And he really influenced my thinking. When you talk about the revolution I believe in, yeah, that's the revolution of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, some pretty smart people who went through a lot. And they knew, you know, one thing about the founding fathers, they lived through phonies. They lived through people who promised one thing and they ran into the money. In fact, I was just thinking, you know who, in my opinion, probably shaped our founding fathers more than anybody else? And that was a guy called Benedict Arnold. Mm-hmm. Because Benedict Arnold was a hero. He was a brave man. He won battles. He was wounded in battle. He did all these things. And yet when he got a little bit of power, he ended up being very corrupt. He abused his power and he ended up being the worst traitor of American history.
Yes.
So the whole experience of America was shaped by if somebody as wonderful as Benedict Arnold could suddenly be corrupted by power and turn into a really rotten guy. We don't trust too much, giving anybody too much power, and we have to have a government with a constitution so that we put people in office, but we don't give them too much money, don't put them, give them too much power, we don't let them stay in office very long. And that's really what made America great. What made America great is we did not look for government to fix all our problems. If you have a problem, you turn to your family, you turn to your church, you turn to your community. But you don't want to have the same people who have all the guns have all the money.
Right.
And as you go through our issues one by one, we talk about what's happened to Atlantic City. I think you'll find that they're very common sense. But just before you broke at the bottom of the hour, you said something that was telling. You said, well, what do I agree? I don't agree with liberals. So therefore, if I don't agree with liberals, I'm an extremist.
I said ever. So there's a big...
But if people who call themselves liberal or now liberal is an old fashioned term. They call themselves progressives now.
Okay.
So progressives, how many times did progressives agree with me?
I get accused of being you want to call me a liberal or a progressive or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not the case. I certainly have a lot of liberal and progressive thinking, but I also have a lot of thinking on the other end as well. Let me say this. So if I called you extreme and you took offense to that, I apologize. I didn't want to offend you when he said that. I would actually have thought that you would have maybe taken that, you know, as a compliment. So I'm sorry if that's the case. So I certainly didn't mean that. And, you know, the funny thing is, if you look at Liberty and Prosperity's 9-point program, there's not a whole lot that I can disagree with. You know what I mean? I totally think that less government programs is generally a good thing, and less spending, and you know, make sure that the pensions or benefits why have for them for part time employees, things like that. How can I argue with that?
Okay, and one of the things that really makes it confusing is, remember, America was founded on a revolution. So we fought against bigotry, we fought against privilege, we fought against royalty, and basically all the true conservatives, we called them Tories, and when the revolution was over, they left America. So basically, to be a conservative in America is to be conserving a tradition of the American Revolution. So you got to be careful about labels, especially when you're talking about America. And I'm glad that you're hearing me out, and I look forward to coming on your program sometime in the future.
Sure. Seth, Sorry, go ahead.
No, just forget about the labels. The labels confuse people, and they're actually thrown around deliberately to confuse people. But if ordinary people, and as a lawyer, I see this all the time, when you just have ordinary people get together,
right,
and they don't have a stake in the outcome, no one's getting paid off, and they talk things through, it's amazing how quickly ordinary Americans end up doing the right thing and agreeing on the right thing. And that's really the goal of liberty and prosperity. We do that every Saturday morning at the Shore Diner. People from all walks of life, we have very, very different opinions, but after we talk things through, it's amazing how easy it is to agree when you use common sense and you're honest with each other.
So, but you know, John, Seth, my problem is that I think that it's become like a sport, right? And I think that it's you got to root for this team or that team, and if you root for the other team, you're an enemy. And I don't know when that happened. You know, when I was a kid or even going through college, it didn't seem as I'm going to use the word again, extreme as it is, polarizing as it is today. And I hate that. You know what I mean? I don't understand why just because you're this way, you know, like you said, you get labeled, but also on the other end that you can't say anything good or bad about Trump. So if I'm assuming that you voted for Trump, right?
Yes, I did.
So what I see from people, real big Trump people that are always Trump, 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 you say anything bad about Trump and they're down your throat. Listen, man, no president in the history of our country has been perfect. You know, so it's okay to criticize your president. It's okay to say when he does good or bad. It doesn't have to be a sport where you're rooting for the Eagles or the Patriots. You know, you can go down the middle.
Yeah, what happened? And that's a very interesting thing. You said, what happened? How come, 50 years ago, if somebody won to be president or somebody lost, it was like, well, the Eagles win, the Eagles lose, you go on with your life. Now it's an obsession that if the wrong person wins, people just have this hatred and this anger. And in my opinion, it's because we really messed up the government of this country, that the government has so much money and so much power that if you don't control the government or you don't have a friend in the government, you cannot succeed in your business, you cannot succeed in your career. Politics has become everything, and that's why we want to take politics out of the economy. So if you sell good hot dogs or you have a good service, you're talented in your job, you will be promoted or advanced based on your talent, not what political faction or what group or ethnic group you're part of, and that's the American dream, and we have libertyandprosperity.com. That's what we want to bring back to America.
Seth, I'm going to ask you one more question. Is in your lifetime, well, how about in the last, since I'm alive, how about that, 46 years, have you ever voted for a Democrat president?
For president? Yeah. I'm trying to think. I've voted for third parties. I tell you the truth, since Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson really soured me on the Democratic Party, and it really got personal the way that they called it urban renewal, destroyed the most beautiful neighborhood in Atlantic City, and that really traumatized me as a teenager, and I was really mistrustful of the Democratic Party ever since then. And I also have memories in high school when I was hired to do absolutely nothing for an entire summer in a government program. And I made more money working for the government program than I did washing dishes or any other job I had in the boardwalk. And everybody knew the program was a total waste, but they said, well, we had to spend the money anyway, because if they didn't spend the money that summer, they wouldn't get another batch of money the next year. So those two events really turned me against the Democratic Party. And you're right, a lot of your views are shaped when you're a teenager.